What do we know about this corpse? The killer's not left us with much, just the shirt and the trousers. They're pretty formal. Maybe he was going out for the night. The trousers are heavy duty. Polyester, nasty, same as the shirt, cheap. They're both too big for him. So some kind of standard issue uniform, dressed for work then. What kind of work? There's a hook on his belt for a walkie-talkie.
Tube driver?
Security guard?
More likely. That'll be borne out by his backside.
Backside?
Flabby. You'd think that he'd led a sedentary life. Yet the soles of his feet and the nascent varicose veins in his legs show otherwise. So a lot of walking and a lot of sitting around. Security guards are looking good. And the watch helps too. The alarm shows he did regular night shift.
Why regular? Maybe he just set his alarm like that the night before he died?
No, the buttons are stiff, hardly touched. He set his alarm like that a long time ago. His routine never varied. But there's something else. The killer must have been interrupted, otherwise he would have stripped the corpse completely. There was some kind of badger insignia on the shirt front that he tore off, suggesting the dead man worked somewhere recognizable, some kind of institution. Found this inside his trouser pockets. Sodden by the river, but still recognizably.
Tickets?
Ticket stubs. He worked in a museum or gallery. Did a quick check. The Hitton Gallery has reported one of its attendants is missing. Alex Woodbridge. Tonight, they unveil the rediscovered masterpiece. Now, why would anyone want to pay the golem to suffocate a perfectly ordinary gallery attendant? Inference, the dead man knew something about it, something that would stop the owner getting paid £30 million. The pictures are fake.
Fantastic.
Meretricious.
And happy new year.
Poor sod. I better get my feelers out for this golem character.
Pointless, you'll never find him. But I know a man who can.
Who?
Me.